This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Technical team deployed at Tirthuli 3A to access tunnel for search for people missing after Bhutekosi floods. Bodies of 794 people killed in Bhutekosi floods recovered so far. 2,502 is still missing. Traffic disrupted after a section of Prithibi Highway sinks at Krishnavir in Dhading. Traffic police urges motorists to use alternative roads. And Iceland votes against restarting talks on joining the European Union. Now the news in detail. A technical team of experts has been deployed at Tirthuli 3A to search for the people missing after the Bhutekosi floods. At Tirthuli 3A, a 39-member team is using drill machines, excavators and hydraulic cutters to access the tunnel. The army said the water inside the tunnel has made the search and rescue operations challenging. Search and rescue efforts following the devastating Bhutekosi flood have been expanded from river banks and confluences to downstream areas and hydropower tunnels along the Bhutekosi, Tirthuli and Narayani rivers. Nepali Army spokesperson Brigadier General Rajaram Basnet said rescue operations are underway at four hydropower projects, Tirthuli 3A, Upper Tirthuli 3B, Upper Tirthuli 1 and Chilime, with Nepali, Chinese and Indian experts assisting the efforts. Authorities suspect people may still be trapped inside four tunnels, although 11 people have already been rescued from Upper Tirthuli 3B and 254 from Upper Tirthuli 1. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army has airlifted 409 people from Rasuwa, including 16 foreign nationals. The National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority said 2,502 people have remained missing, while 8,730 people were rescued today. Drones, boats and other equipments are being used in the ongoing search operations. Meanwhile, a total of 794 bodies have been recovered so far today following the devastating flood in Rasuwa. Of the 794 bodies recovered, 13 were found in Rasuwa, 52 in Nuwakot, 50 in Dhading, 264 in Sitwan, 61 in Gorkha, 37 in Tanahu, 197 in Nolprasi East, and 120 in Nolprasi West. An alternative road has been brought into use for vehicles leaving Kathmandu after a road collapsed at Krishnavir in Dhading along the Prithibi Highway. More than half of the approximately 20-meter-long road in Krishnavir caved in today due to floods in the adjoining Tirthuli River, which eroded the lower part of the road. According to a spokesperson of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office and Superintendent of Police Naresh Raj Suvedi, arrangements have been made to operate vehicles leaving Kathmandu via two alternative routes for the time being. According to him, large vehicles will be able to go to their destinations via Kathmandu through Nobise Palung Baise, while small vehicles and microbuses are directed towards Farping Road. As roads and highways in various places have been blocked due to floods and landslides, the traffic police have urged drivers and passengers to travel only after understanding the road conditions. Meanwhile, according to Dr. Vijay Jaisi, Director General of the Department of Roads, an expert team has been sent from Kathmandu to study the condition of the road that collapsed in Krishnavir. The repair and reconstruction process will be taken forward after a detailed study of the geographical condition and damage caused to the road. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khnal has said that the Nepali people stranded in Keurung of China due to Bhutekosi flood would be brought to Nepal by an alternative route. During an inspection visit to the disaster hit area at Dhungi of Bidur Municipality, one Today, Foreign Minister Knowles said preliminary information was received that 1,000 Nepalese are said to be stranded in Kerung since the disaster. He said that the government had requested the Chinese side to resume Tatupani checkpoint in Sindhupalchok and Kerala checkpoint in Mustang to ease cross-border movement and transport between the two countries. Nepal Telecom has resumed services at 7 more locations in flood-affected areas, bringing most mobile BTS sites in the affected areas back into operation. The sites brought into operation today include the Rasuwa border site along the Nepal-China border, as well as Upper Shenzhen, Chaptok, Zip, and Gatlang in Rasuwa, the Sarghare and Sarghare Mulabari BTS site in Nuakot have also resumed operations. Through the Rasuwa border, BTS site mobile services have resumed at Nepal-China border, Timore, the Rasuwa border corridor and areas from Saprubesi to the Bhotekosi corridor. Nepal Telecom said its technical teams continue to work to facilitate communication for citizens during the disaster and reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring service availability. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data ek saath.
Karma TV hernus ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus data chalaunus sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. International support for Nepal's search, rescue and relief efforts has increased following the devastating Bhotekosi and Tirsuli floods on the 26th of August. India and China have sent rescue teams and emergency supplies, including equipment, to assist in searches for people believed to be trapped inside hydropower tunnels. India delivered another 11 tons of relief materials on Sunday, taking its total assistance to around 57.5 tons. It has also deployed military, technical and forensic teams. China also sent Y-20 transport aircraft carrying relief supplies and rescue equipment along with 4 tunnel rescue experts. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates has pledged $10 million for rescue and relief operations and said additional supplies would be provided based on the needs in affected areas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iceland has voted against resuming talks on joining the European Union 13 years after they were broken up. The BBC cited the public broadcaster RUV as reporting 52.8% of the 225,031 voters rejected the government's proposal, while 47.2% had said yes. Some 12,600 voters separated them. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Kristjan Frostadottir's centre-left government promised to hold a referendum by 2027, but brought it forward because of international tensions, including US President Donald Trump's threat against Greenland. However, debate in this island nation of almost 400,000 people centered more on its fishing industry rather than security concerns. 7 people have died after a passenger boat capsized northern Cyprus, the Turkish Prime Minister says. The BBC cited Prime Minister Ünal Ustel as saying search and rescue operations are on the way to find 23 people missing. He said 267 people were on board the vessel when it capsized and 237 have been rescued. The Turkish Interior Ministry says the boat began taking on water and was in danger of sinking at the location of 4 nautical miles of Kyrenia port. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Karnali and Sudar Pashchim provinces, and at some places in the Tarai regions of the country. Likewise, heavy rain is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kusi province and in the hilly regions of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Technical team deployed at Tirsuli 3A to access tunnel for search for people missing after Bote Kosi floods. Bodies of 794 people killed in Bote Kosi flat floods recovered so far, 2,502 still missing. Traffic disrupted after a section of Prithivi Highway sinks at Krishnapur in Dhading. Traffic police urged motorists to use alternative routes. And Iceland votes against restarting talks on joining the European Union. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisau. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.